Hello, welcome to the Lone Show. I'm your host, John Maylone. In this episode, no regulars, because reasons, as always. As for our guest, he is originally from Ohio in the city of Cincinnati, but currently in Las Vegas, Nevada. And he is currently pre preparing to publish his book. He does some consulting and has recently co-founded a startup company. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Michael Becker.
Hey everybody, grateful to be here. Thank you.
You're welcome. So, how's life?
Man, life is good. Been heads down the last half year or so working on the book we were just discussing before we hit record. Very excited about that. Just kind of scheming on the vision. You mentioned the startup, so kind of got those two things as my main focus right now.
Wow, okay. You're a very busy man, I guess.
Try to stay that way.
Very good. So, what is this startup company you co-founded?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's called Neocore, Neocore. If you guys want to check it out, neocore.co. So it is a cutting edge neurotechnology company. And I won't go into all the details, but we're building brain detecting earbuds that read your brain waves and that will connect to your personal device to help guide the content that you're presented with.
Fabulous.
Super
And
exciting.
yes, nice. What inspired you to co-found this startup company?
Yeah, it's interesting. I'm a 10-year software marketer, I guess I would say. But around 2018, I had this incredibly transformational personal awakening experience that really changed the trajectory of my life. I had been just kind of a stay to the line type of a person before then. I was following the path that was just laid out for me. And when I had this awakening, it really changed everything. And I realized that I didn't just want to go along that path for the rest of my life. I was meant for something more. And so I started getting into entrepreneurship and one thing led to another and started looking for a little bit higher leverage opportunities than the coaching work that I had got started with. So, being in the tech space for my career, I realized that I actually was a tech entrepreneur. I never had thought about that before, but once I got into it, I realized how much I loved it.
Oh, nice. And also, you have a book you're prepared to publish at some point.
Yes. So book is dropping at the end of next month. Super excited.
All right then. And what is this book about?
Yeah, so it's called Content Capitalist. So a little bit different than the startup project that we were just talking about, but this is really kind of my ode to marketing, man. And just witnessing kind of the changing tides over the last decade. A lot of the old marketing tactics that used to work even 5 years ago are now dead. And we're seeing this rising tidal wave of digital content and immersive experiences. And so the book really presents kind of a fresh model for mainly for small business owners and entrepreneurs like you and I to leverage content throughout the entire buyer's journey and funnel. To really help guide people towards a investment in a product when they're ready without pushing, but by really creating an ecosystem and not so much not being so reliant on the hard sale.
Oh, nice. And what was the idea behind that? What got you thinking, you know what? I feel like doing this, kind of.
Yeah, man. So it's a belief. And like I said, seeing how marketing has been broken, and I think being on the receiving end of that with so many, I mean, everybody's selling something these days. And I'm just not sure that the hard pitch, that DMing and that cold outreach is the best way to go anymore. And being in content marketing specifically the last 10 years, There's so much power and so much leverage in building a media house that you can load with entertainment or educational value and amassing a large audience in that way, which I actually had the honor and the privilege of doing with a previous content platform that I had built and sold last year. So just seeing kind of how the space has been evolving, coupled with the broken old way of doing marketing is, I think, what motivated me to write the book.
Ah, very good. I like that.
Yes, sir.
And if at any point you would want to start up another business, what would that be?
I would say my focus is 100% right now on wrapping up this project. So I'm going to get the book out end of next month, and then it'll just be full steam ahead on our startup, trying to keep my blinders on. I've had bad shiny object syndrome in the past, so making sure that I'm just sternly focused on what's in front of me.
All right, then. Very good. If you could live anywhere in the world, where would it be?
Wow. How about Dubai? I was in Dubai a couple of months ago for JITEX, which is a big startup conference for my company, and absolutely loved it. I knew that I would. I could definitely see myself at least staying there part of the year, if not the whole year, down the line.
Fabulous. If you were given 500 acres of land, what would you use that land for?
Oh, wow. I think without a doubt, I would want to build a retreat or a retreat center for the awakening population. The previous project that I had alluded to was called New Earth Knowledge. It was an Instagram page and a blog that I built following my awakening. And so I have this long-term dream of being able to bring together other conscious individuals for deep inner work and different types of healing modalities. So that's what I would do.
Nice. What is something you disagree with most frequently?
Oh, well, I think that I'm going to tie it into actually both of the projects that we've been talking about. I think there's a lot of noise out there in the world. I think there's a lot of digital clutter. And I think there's a lot of people pushing a lot of quote unquote unconscious stuff, content, material out into the world. And it's becoming increasingly more difficult to sort of self-censor and suss out on an individual level what is beneficial to be taking in and what's not. It's so easy to get sucked into this digital abyss. And so that's something that I try to be mindful of myself, not always the best, but that's really important, and it will become more so with the advent of the metaverse and where everything's moving, that we really make the choice to consume only what's good for us and to block out what's not, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I can see where you're coming from. Have you ever imagined a world that is just a big, massive garden?
Say that again?
Have you ever imagined a world as a big, massive garden?
Garden?
Yeah.
No, I can't say that I have. Why do you ask?
I don't know. It's just one of those questions that just pops to my head every now and then, out of nowhere. So
nice.
Yeah. Sweet. Do you think a hot dog is a sandwich?
No, I don't think so.
No, fair enough. Because it's just one piece of bread instead of two.
That's right.
Smushed together. So of course people would argue there's a different logic, like, is wrapped around instead of two ends. Yeah, it's a whole different level of something.
Interesting. Yeah, I've never thought of it that way.
Yeah, neither did I until now.
It's a good question.
Yeah, sure was. What's the best way to start the morning?
Yeah, I think morning routine has been such a hot topic, hasn't it, the last couple of years here
Yes.
on across social media. For me, I just try to get to the work as quickly as I can. I don't have a huge in-depth routine. At some point in the morning, I will take my cold shower. That's almost a non-negotiable for me. I might give myself one day off per week if I'm just having a slow morning, doing some reading or writing, but otherwise typically just getting right to work, knocking out my cold shower after about an hour or so, have a couple cups of coffee, and that's about it for me.
Ah, fantastic.
Yeah.
What has been the furthest you traveled?
It would have to be Dubai. Have to be Dubai.
Nice. I would have to say Brazil because I have family that live there and go there every year and visit them.
Nice. I would love to visit South America at some point.
Yeah, it's quite a treat.
That's beautiful. Beautiful. Have you been to Central America?
No, I haven't.
Okay. I've been to quite a few countries in Central America, so definitely would love to get to Brazil at some point.
Yes, very good. How much time do you spend on the internet?
Pretty much all of the time. Either I'm working out, I'm sleeping, I'm reading, or I am online.
All right then.
Yeah.
I can't say I don't do that myself, because I always do.
There you go, man.
Yes, everyone uses the internet in some shape and form. Have you ever met anyone famous?
Have I met anyone famous? I saw and took a picture of Jay Shetty about 2 or 3 months ago here in Las Vegas, weirdly enough, in a coffee shop. And that was the most recent. I've met a couple musicians, like after shows in the past, but that was the most recent.
Ah, okay. That's cool.
Yeah.
What was the last book you've read?
Ooh. So I'm an avid reader. I am always reading at least like 10 or 15 books at one time. The most recent one that I read, I believe, was Shoe Dog by Phil Knight, the founder of Nike. Right now I'm reading an interesting book called Systems Thinking for Business by Rich Jolly, and got that one in my hand as we speak.
Ah, very good. Do you like spicy food?
I do not.
Okay, fair enough. There have been people I've interviewed say they don't like spicy food, and some that do. So, yeah, it's a mixed bag, but it's perfectly understandable.
Interesting.
Yes. What is the one thing you can't live without?
I would say oxygen, air.
Interesting. The last guest I had said the same thing.
It's a non-negotiable.
Yep, you need it at some point, especially now, because, yeah. What is the craziest, most outrageous thing you want to achieve?
I don't know if this is going to sound selfish or if this is going to sound braggadocious. I hope it doesn't, but I mean, my personal goal is to become a billionaire. And if I don't get there, then I'm going to try to do everything that I can in terms of taking the right actions to just be as abundant and happy as I can on the way.
Yeah, I can see that. At least you have a purpose and you're motivated to reach to get there.
That's it, brother. You got it.
Yes, it's good. As long as you have a purpose, that's good enough.
Yep.
What's your favorite holiday tradition?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure on that. Halloween is my favorite holiday, but I don't know that I have a tradition around it.
Okay. Fair enough. Which holiday would you get rid of?
Probably all of the commercialized holidays, like Valentine's Day, is coming up here in a couple of days. So I just don't see much of a purpose for those days.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like it there's some kind of profit to be made out of these holidays. It's just it's lost the substance and the meaning and the origins of it.
Exactly. Yeah, I don't disagree.
Yeah, exactly. If you had to lose one of your senses, which would you choose to lose?
Wow. Maybe touch. Touch.
All right then. What was the strangest dream you've had?
I'm not sure. I have some wild dreams, especially if I've taken like melatonin that night. A lot of them I don't remember. Also, I just wake up and know that you went on some sort of an adventure. Last night I dreamt about a train, so just random stuff.
Understandable. Which recent news story have you found most interesting?
Honestly, I don't even watch the news. I don't have cable or anything in my apartment. Yeah, I don't really pay attention to that stuff, to be honest.
Honestly, I don't blame you. You never know what people's going to say, what the reporting, what opinions people are going to have, because it's complicated and there's always going to be some kind of division.
It's just a movie, like playing out on a big screen, in my opinion, and it doesn't really affect my life.
Exactly. That is something I always tell a lot of people, that everything around us is like a movie. Like every news story is going to be an episode of some show, kind of. And in order to be part of this show, you have to have connections. You have to achieve something that gets people's attention in terms of the media's making stories about it and so on. So yeah, I absolutely agree with that.
Nice.
Yeah. If you could travel back in time, what decade would you want to live in?
Undoubtedly, I would say the Golden Age, which is, I don't know if this is the official name for it, but like my grandparents' generation, it was a hard time to grow up, but the old American values, just the old time vibe in energy I really love. Like any throwback music, movies, restaurants, things like that, I really love.
Yeah, me too.
So that would be it.
Yeah, couldn't agree more. That's as much as I can agree with.
Awesome.
Yes. What should they teach in high school, but they don't?
Personal finance, financial literacy, investing.
Yes, that's something I'm doing right now because, of course, it's important to stay financially stable because you never know when the economy is going to have some kind of impact on your life. So better be prepared. Can never be too safe.
Yep, 100%.
Yes. Have you ever thought about living off the grid?
Yep, all the time. I was actually planning on doing that and taking steps to do so back a couple years ago, right around the COVID time. I was in a bit of a different mindset then and actually ended up traveling to Costa Rica and to Mexico to start that process and ended up doing more traveling and moving around than settling. But yeah, that was something that I was actually looking at.
Ah, all right then. If you were going to sail all across the globe, what would be the name of your boat?
A good question. Probably just something simple like the MB or the MJB, which is just my initials. I can be more creative than that. I would need to think about it.
Yep, I'd say the same. We all need time to think about stuff, then, yeah.
So, do you want me to just like talk to fill these awkward silences or? I'm a little confused on the nature of
That's
the
all
question.
right. I actually got a list of questions prepared just to always find a way to talk about something. So really, I
Gotcha.
got it all covered.
Okay. How many more questions are on tap here?
I actually got a whole list. However, we only got until 7 or 8 more minutes
Okay.
until that's the end of the episode. So,
right.
Yeah.
Got it. Cool.
So, what would be the best way to stay motivated?
I think that's different for everybody. And for me, it is kind of just having that long-term vision and then tying my micro actions each day to that in whatever way I can, making sure that I'm working on tasks that are moving the needle as best as I can, which isn't always as easy as saying it, but that's what motivates me, is just keeping that vision in the crosshairs and trying to move the needle a little bit every day.
Cool. What kind of music do you often listen to?
I really like all kinds of music. Lo-fi, I like hip-hop, I like pop a lot. And then if I'm in the mood for a rap, I'll listen to rap. Same thing with country. It just really depends on the mood that I'm in.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'd say the same, because I have a wide range of music taste. So I don't just listen to pop. I also listen to classical,
yeah,
kind of rock and indie music as well, and R&B also. So yeah, it's a wide spectrum.
Nice. Do you have a favorite artist?
No, I don't have a particular favorite artist. I just like particular genres of songs, like classical, techno, house, and so on.
Awesome.
What's the weather like where you are?
It's fairly chilly today and this week. It's been raining a little bit, but generally in Nevada, it's nice. During the summer, it's really hot. It can get cold during the winter, but it's about like 55 right now.
Honestly, the weather where I am today is also the same, except this is actually normal where I'm from. So, yeah.
Nice.
It's a normal day, I guess.
There you go.
Yeah. What is your favorite season?
I don't think I have one, honestly. I mean, I like summer just because I can get out and run, but I also like the changing of the seasons.
Yeah, me too.
So,
is it better to use shampoo as soap or soap as shampoo?
I don't know. I don't have an opinion on that.
Oh, okay. That's cool. I wouldn't know either. But of course, I'd say shampoo or soap, because why would you put soap in your hair? Because you don't know where that's been.
Right.
You know?
That's true.
So, yeah. How did you spend your last birthday?
Didn't do anything, honestly. Just stayed inside, and I think I was either working or just going about my day. Nothing special.
Okay. I could see somehow it's somewhat relatable. So, yeah, I understand that.
Yep. It's kind of like holidays for me. Like, it's just another day.
Yeah, it's just another day. Would you rather speak all languages or talk to animals?
Speak all languages by far.
Definitely same.
Yeah.
Do you have any pets?
No.
Would you want a pet?
Nope, wouldn't want a pet.
Okay. Understandable. Who always makes you laugh?
Who always makes me laugh? I would say I'm always laughing at, if I'm watching The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, one of my old-time favorite shows, pretty much laugh during every episode. So that's what it would be.
Fabulous. If you could see one movie again for the first time, what movie would that be?
I'll say Titanic.
Oh, yes. That is a classic.
Just so epic. It's an epic movie.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. What was the last concert you've been to?
Ooh, it's been a minute. Couldn't tell you offhand. It's been a couple years, honestly.
Yeah. We've been there.
Wish I had a better answer for you.
It's all right. A lot of people I've interviewed have also said that they haven't been to a concert in years, because reasons of
Right.
their own, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. What statistics for your life would you most like to see?
Statistics? I'm not sure what you mean.
So statistics in terms of your physicality, your intelligence, your observation, and your skill assets, anything that reflects you as a person, as if it's you are part of some video game, and your skills and stats are well reflected in the real life, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I guess it kind of does. I mentioned my personal goal from a monetary perspective, which is a massive North Star to get to $1 billion net worth. So I feel like anybody who's able to do that has obviously created a lot of value to somebody in the world. So there will be byproducts of that. And even if I don't get there, I do have a vision for what my Wikipedia page might say about me, but I'm gonna keep that to myself for the time being.
Ah, cool. Where do you see yourself 20 years from now?
Hopefully, either running my startup, which won't be a startup anymore, or managing a portfolio of companies, ideally, where I can help other conscious entrepreneurs to change the world with whatever they're working on.
Ah, all right then. What is your favorite quote?
It is a Rumi quote. What is it? You are not a drop in the ocean. You are the entire ocean in a drop. I might have got that mixed up, but I think you may have heard the quote that I'm referencing.
Yeah, I can feel what you're on about.
Yep.
Yeah. How often do you travel?
Try to travel as much as I can. Not as much lately, but I was just in Toronto a couple weeks ago with my co-founder. So that was fun. And then I mentioned Dubai, which was over the summer. So a couple times a year, I would say.
Sweet. I'd want to travel around the world too, but however, for now, I got my own things going on at an establishment and an institution in the middle of my home city, and eventually, once I'm done with that, I have to do some acting career and as well as some voice work and so on. And yeah, I'm gonna have something very busy going on in the next few years.
Wow, that's amazing. How old are you, can I ask?
Yeah, sure. So I am currently, as of this recording, 23.
Oh, got you. Okay. So you're a young guy. Nice. You
Yes,
got a
yes,
lot.
yes,
You
yes.
got a lot ahead of you. Awesome.
Oh, yes, absolutely. What is the best way to stay motivated?
I think you may have already asked me that question, but I think I addressed it in a previous response.
Did I?
I believe so.
Or what about the question I asked you about what is the best way to start the morning?
Maybe it could have been that one. I don't remember. I thought you asked me about motivation. I mean, I can answer again if you want.
Okay, I would like to hear the motivation part again because it's good.
Yeah, I think just knowing your personal North Star and then having micro tasks or subtasks that are mapped out to get you there, focusing on the day-to-day output related to those, and just being able to see the needle move ever so slowly as you get closer to that. That's what motivates me.
Great. And that is all we have for this episode. It was great having you on, Michael, talking about your book you're about to be publishing, your startup company you've co-founded, and everything else related. It's been great.
Awesome. Appreciate your time.
You're welcome. And until next time, stay tuned for more.
Ha